Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. And moving away from tradition, usually we're joined immediately by Ronald Average, fitness and wellness expert. He'll be joining us at about 22, inshallah. Up until then, I'll be reading for you some of the health benefits of coconut oil. Yes, lots of people you see nowadays advocating the use of coconut oil, and I wondered why. So it's time to find out. Here we go. Coconut oil has a multitude of health benefits, which include, but are not limited to, skin care, hair care, improving digestion and immunity against a host of infections and diseases. The oil is used not just in tropical countries where coconut plantations are abundant, but also in the US and the UK. People are discovering the wonders of this oil can create, and it is again gaining popularity throughout the world. Let's see how many of these benefits you are aware of. I was aware of none. Here we go. Skin care, right? Coconut oil is excellent massage oil that acts as an effective moisturizer in all types of skin, including dry skin. Unlike mineral oil, there is no chance of having any adverse side effects on the skin from the application of coconut oil. Therefore, it is a safe solution from preventing dryness and flaking of skin. It also delays the appearance of wrinkles and sagging of skin, which normally accompanies aging. It also helps in preventing degenerative diseases, premature aging due to its well-known antioxidant properties. It also helps in treating various skin problems, including psoriasis, dermatitis, eczema, and other skin infections. For that exact reason, coconut oil forms the base ingredient of various care products like soaps, lotions, and creams that are used for skin care. Yes, indeed. Then moving on to hair care. And I'm not a fan of that whole oily look. But anyway, coconut oil helps in healthy growth of hair and gives your hair a shiny quality. It's also highly effective in reducing protein loss, which can lead to various unattractive or unhealthy qualities in your hair. It's used as a hair care oil daily and is used in manufacturing various conditioners and dandruff relief creams. It is normally applied topically for hair care. Coconut oil is extensively used in the Indian subcontinent for hair care. Yes, we know. It is an excellent conditioner and helps the regrowth process for damaged hair. It also provides the essential proteins required for nourishing and healing damaged hair. By regular massaging into your head with coconut oil, you can ensure that your scalp is free of dandruff even if your scalp is chronically dry. Also helps in keeping your hair and scalp free from lice and lice eggs. Yes, then we go on to heart diseases. There's a misconception spread among many people that coconut oil is not good for heart health. This is because it contains a large quantity of saturated fats. In reality, it is beneficial for the heart. It contains about 50 lauric acid, which helps in actively preventing various heart problems like high cholesterol levels and high blood pressure. Coconut oil does not lead to increase in LDL levels, and it reduces the incidence of injury and damage to arteries, and therefore helps in preventing atherosclerosis. Studies suggest that intake of coconut oil may help to maintain healthy lipid profiles in premenopausal women. Here's another quality that lots of people would like to learn more about. It is good for weight loss. Coconut oil is very useful for weight loss. It contains short and medium chain fatty acids will help in taking off excessive weight. Research suggests that coconut oil helps to reduce abdominal obesity in women. It's also easy to digest, and it helps in healthy functioning of the thyroid and endocrine system. Further, it increases the body metabolic rate by removing stress on the pancreas, thereby burning more energy and helping obese and overweight people lose the weight. Hence, people living in tropical coastal areas who use coconut oil every day as their primary cooking oil are not normally fat, obese, or overweight. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And from weight loss to another issue that lots of people suffer with, mostly during the colder months, is getting, you know, sick very often. So it helps with immunity. It strengthens the immune system because it contains antimicrobial lipids, lauric acid, capric acid, and caprylic acid, which have antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. The human body converts lauric acid into monolaurin, which research has supported as an effective way to deal with viruses and bacteria that causes diseases like herpes, influenza, and even HIV. Coconut oil helps in fighting harmful bacteria like Listeria monocytogenes. And other harmful germs and bacteria. I see the list is endless and we could be here for days. We'll read some more of them in another program. Just in summary, here are some. So we'll just give a recap, right? Hair, it reduces protein loss and nourishes in the skin, prevents wrinkles, sagging, and dryness and flaking. Immunity-wise, it strengthens the immune system. We heard about the heart. It prevents high cholesterol and blood pressure levels. And healing, you've got damaged tissue, liver, and kidney diseases, then it is good for that as well. So those are just some of the coconut oil properties or things that they help out with. And it could be something that you could just make a simple choice in terms of using coconut oil instead of the other oil or ghee that we usually use to cook. Maybe you'll see some difference immediately. Who knows? Speaking about knowing stuff, we'll be speaking to a guy who knows a lot on health and fitness. Ronald will be with us, inshallah, in a few seconds' time. And, of course, today we'll be asking him the questions, the weird questions that people ask that we don't usually entertain in terms of, we usually take the more serious questions, but I think today we should afford some time, and time permitting, maybe continue in future as well, answering some of these questions, because, you know, there is no such a thing as a silly question. There is, but you know what I mean. Yeah, Ronald is with us, inshallah, shortly. Stay tuned to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International.
Save more every day at Pick and Pay. Cool. Baked beans in tomato sauce. 410 grams. Buy 4 for 35 rands. Coca-Cola regular. 2 liter. 12 rands 99. Sunshine Delight. 50% fat spread brick. 1 kg. Buy 2 for 50 rands. Sesco. Premium slices. Brown bread. 700 grams. Buy 2 for 18 rands. Speco. Long grain parboiled rice. 2 kg. 19 rands 99. Prices valid 19th to the 22nd January 2017.
Dua when leaving masjid.
Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik.
O Allah, verily, I seek from you your bounty. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. Dua when entering masjid.
Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik.
O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy.
You are not caballero, gracias.
¿Qué vas a hacer por mí? Es aquí un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is a place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour. I see a nice message that has come through. It says, try to understand people before trusting them, because we are living in such a world where artificial lemon flavor is used for a welcome drink and real lemon is used in the finger bowl to wash your hands. So, yeah, some nice words coming through there. And you know what? Our engineer, inshallah, Ismail, will keep trying to get Ronald. I know he's busy with the program at this time. He was due to make time for us. But in the meantime, as we try to get hold of him, I will continue reading some of the health benefits of coconut oil. Also, if you've got any health questions or health or fitness questions that you've been shy to ask because, you know, you felt that maybe it's a silly question, today is your chance. Send that question through. After we're done laughing, we will indeed get the answers to them. I'm just kidding. Send those questions through, inshallah. Don't be shy. You know what? It might help you. The answer might be a complicated one. Who knows? And you learn something new. We all will learn something new at the end of the day. So send those questions through, your weird and wonderful questions, health and fitness wise, to SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp the main one. That's where we get most of our interactions nowadays. 072-786-1548. Twitter is an option as well, at EJAZ_K. And we'll put those weird and wonderful questions through to Ronald and try and get some answers for you, inshallah. Where were we when we were discussing the coconut oil in terms of its benefits? We stopped at immunity. Immunity. Alrighty then. Someone's saying here. Okay, another message coming through on the WhatsApp. The computer just needs to unfreeze. There we go. Alrighty then. It says here, new interpretation. Women feel a sense of relief when they see their helpers in the morning. That is why she's called Kamwale. Okay, says some humor, not health and fitness. Or is it? We leave it out there. Anyway, we were discussing immunity last, so now we move to healing and infections. Yes, coconut oil, when applied to infected areas, it forms a chemical layer that protects the infected body part from external dust, air, fungi, bacteria and viruses. Coconut oil is highly effective on bruises because it speeds up the healing process of damaged tissues. According to the Coconut Research Center, no, it's not a center where they research cockneys. It's an actual coconut research center. Coconut oil kills the viruses that causes influenza, measles, hepatitis, herpes, SARS, no, not TEX, and other serious health risks. It also kills bacteria that causes ulcers, throat infections, urinary tract infections, pneumonia, and gonorrhea. Finally, coconut oil is also effective in the elimination of fungi and yeast that causes ringworm, athlete's foot, thrush, and diaper rash as well. Coconut oil is strongly recommended for a number of other benefits that are explained here. Let's go through some of them, right? Liver. The presence of medium chain and fatty acids helps in preventing liver disease because those substances are easily converted into energy when they reach the liver, thus reducing the workload of the liver and also preventing accumulation of fat. Coming to the kidneys. It helps in preventing kidney and gallbladder disease. It also helps to dissolve kidney stones. Pancreatitis, coconut oil also believed to be useful in treating this. Moving on to stress relief, and that's something that most people do struggle with on a daily basis. Coconut oil is very soothing and hence it helps in removing stress. Apply to the forehead, followed by a gentle massage, helps to eliminate mental fatigue. According to research, virgin coconut oil gives relief from stress and has antioxidant properties. In about 3 minutes or so, we are joined by Ronald. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes' time, inshallah. But we'll continue with this last page or so in terms of coconut oil's benefits. Coconut oil is extensively used in the subcontinent for hair care. It's an excellent conditioner, and we have mentioned that already. So I think that is it. Candida is also something that it helps with. It's a tragic disease caused from excessive and uncontrolled growth of yeast in the stomach. Coconut provides relief from the inflammation caused by candida, both externally and internally. Its high moisture retaining capacity keeps the skin from cracking or peeling off. And further, unlike other pharmaceutical treatments for candida, the effects of coconut oil is gradual and not drastic or sudden. And we'll read some of that as we continue. But we've got the Mamu of Health and Fitness with us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald, what's up?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
I mean,
we are ready to help people get fit and healthy.
Inshallah, we are. And of course, today we're going to be discussing some of the weird and wonderful questions that people ask. And it's really funny, but we're all going to be learning stuff at the end of the day. And we encourage listeners to continue sending their questions. We'll put it through to Ronald. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 0727861548, Twitter at EJAZ_K. Ronald, the first question here, it says, is it possible to eat too many vegetables?
Oh, wonderful question. I think the first thing is that for that person that's on the verge of eating too much vegetables, please tell those who are not eating enough that they should be eating more. But, brother, you know what? When it comes to health and fitness, right, you know, too much of a good thing is also not good for you. For example, if you focus and fixate on eating too much vegetable, they still have a calorie count associated with them. So it does still add calories. So if you eat too much of even healthy salads or veggies, your portion size, it will add on to your weight gain. And it won't help you lose weight. Just because it's healthy doesn't mean you can overindulge. So please monitor your portion size, which is why when you and I speak about the strategy of eating, we always speak about it's what you eat that's important, but also how much of it you consume. So portion size is critically important, and that hopefully answers the question that yes, you can eat too many veggies. That won't be good for that waistline.
All right. Keep those questions coming in. If we get any fresh ones on the WhatsApp or whatever means social media means, we'll take that first. But let's continue with the list we have. This one says, what's the healthiest dessert to order after a meal?
Water with ice. No, the healthiest dessert, brother, you know, it boils down to fruit. That's how simple and easy it is. It's always about fruit, you know. And when you look at the fruit side of things, it is in the context of how much of it again. So it's a small portion size, and it is literally a not adding your cream or your other, you know, decadent things to it, etc., etc. And then that's what's important for this whole equation. So small portion of fruit is always the healthiest option to go for. But besides that, brother, there's really not much else that you could aim for because all the others have a lot of sugar.
Sorry, whoever sent that. I'm not too sure if that's the answer you were looking for from Ronald, but we'll continue asking these difficult questions. It looks like, but you know what, we're human. But let's see, here's the next one. It says, could I have gained 5 kg since this morning?
Well, you know, unless you had about 25 liters of water, no. You know, to gain 5 kg, you know, unless you put a whole a lot of clothes on either. It's very difficult to have that happen to you, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, your weight does fluctuate throughout the day, the same like your height. And the reason is this is because one's water retention, the amount one eats, etc., etc., does impact on one's weight. So in the morning, you're often lighter and you are taller than what you are in the afternoon, you know, because height gets affected because it compresses the cushion thing between the vertebra throughout the day. So you do lose about a centimeter or so at the end of the day. So you can't gain 5 kilos in a day, you know. I think if you could, you'd package that and sell that to all those bodybuilders who want to add more bulk to them.
Okay. The next one, Ronald says, yeah, can you please help me lose 20 Ks for my school reunion? It's a month away.
A month away?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it didn't take you a month to put the kilos on. And always it's easier to put the weight on than to lose it.
Yeah.
What we can help you with, an average would look at 1 to 1.5, maximum 2 kgs a week to lose. So if you've got a month, we can help you lose, you know, about between 6 and 8 or 9 kilograms, you know. But it boils down to you have to be committed to it. Why weren't you committed to it before this goal of a reunion came into place? And that's a bigger thing, because if you do lose it and you do lose those 8 kilograms, if you don't change your mindset or your habits, you're going to gain it right back with interest and inflation. But the secret to it, my brother, you've got to readjust your eating plan very urgently and very strategically. You've got to get your body active, because when you lose weight, you don't just lose muscle. You want to also make sure that fat gets burnt, so that you know you look leaner. You don't look sick if you lose too much weight too quickly, because then you lose muscle and that makes your skin saggy. So there are ways and means around it. Am I a proponent of it to push 20 kilos in a month? The answer is no. But there are those out there that will tell you, yes, you can. If you take this pill, this potion, this powder, don't eat this, don't eat that, then you run on the treadmill for 10 hours a day. I would really advise against it.
Okay, Jazakallah khair for that. 072-786-1548. Send those questions, those weird and wonderful questions through. We will not laugh too much. I mean, we won't laugh. We'll answer those questions for you, inshallah. Ronald, this one comes through. This is a cool one. It says, I keep hearing you say I must work on quads. Where is my quad?
Where's your quad? Your quad is in front of your thigh, you know? It's not the quad bike in the garage, okay? Yeah, but I know you like the two-wheeling bike rather than the four-wheelers, okay?
Yep.
But but your quads are that. It's called the quadricep muscle, and that's the muscle on the front of the thigh from just above the knee right up to your hip. It's a very big muscle group, and traditionally it's made up of three areas, and it's very strong in helping you walk upstairs, up hills, etc. And the muscles on the front of the thigh, the hamstring, the back... can't say ham and beef string at the back of the thigh, you know, that really does give you balance in those muscle fibers. And more often than not, brother, you know, this is a very relevant question to know where it is, because people don't stretch that area. And you find that, you know, guys at our age, when they go play football, they get knee injuries.
Yeah.
So they think they can play like they were when they were younger.
Yeah.
And this is because there's an imbalance between the muscle groups. They often don't like to stretch. So the muscles at the back of the leg, the hamstrings, become very tight. Then they work to the front of the leg, becomes very loose, so you create an imbalance of push and pull. And that also assists in causing, you know, ligament tears and tendon damage in the knees.
072-786-1548. Keep those weird and wonderful questions coming through. Another one coming here, Ronald. This is specifically targeted towards you. It says here, Salam, please ask Ronald, do you miss training karate in the dojo?
You know, I often think about it, you know. I do my own training at home. I do my own training when I go to the gym, etc. And, you know, regarding the dojo, is that, for me personally, is that I was doing it since I was 4 years old. And I stopped about, you know, 4 years ago.
Mm.
And it was just a matter of my life priorities changed, you know. It was further away from where I lived. To get there, work was crazy. And do I miss it? At times I do. Simple answer, yes. Do I plan to go back? That I'm really not sure about, because quality time with my family is a little bit more important for me than training in the dojo at this point in time.
Alrighty then. This one says, I always hear everyone asking, how can I lose weight? But I would like to pick up weight. Please advise.
Oh, very good question. A lot of people want to do this, but they just, surprisingly, a lot of women want to also pick up muscle rather than weight. Because remember something, that for everybody, you know, when you say pick up weight, let's get our mindsets right. Picking up weight is about adding muscle to your body. It's not about going to chow a dago biryani and having a lot of fat around your tummy.
Mm.
That's not the right weight. So we want to chase muscle. And when you want to lose fat and maintain muscle.
Right.
So how do you do that for a brother or a sister is irrelevant because the principles are still the same. One is you need to incorporate strength or resistance training. That's where you get the muscles to work against the resistance, either of your own body weight or a machine or a dumbbell or something else that gives the muscles resistance. And with that in mind, you don't exercise the same muscle groups 2 days in a row. Because when you offer your or do resistance training with your body, those muscles, you damage them slightly. It's called microfibric tears. The body then increases the metabolism to repair that, and that's how muscles get bigger and stronger. So when that happens, you need to recover. So it takes about a day or so. So those muscles recover, recoup, regenerate, and then you skip that muscle group and go back to it in another day or so. That's the best strategy when it comes to exercise to pick up weight in the right way. The second thing, brother, is your chowing. Yeah. You need to, you know, I mean, I heard a wonderful phrase this morning again, and then one of my cousins reminded me about it. And he said to me, you know, he was in Hong Kong and he heard the phrase, and I said, it's a common phrase. In the morning, you eat like a king. You know, you have lunch like a prince and you have dinner like a pauper. Mm. And the strategy of that is very simple, is that as you get to the evening, decrease your portion sizes, cut out the refined carbohydrates, eat veggie salads in the right proportion, right protein, and you're on the right track to achieve picking up weight in the right way.
All right, and 0727861548. Keep those messages coming through. We'll continue with this next week, inshallah. A final one that has come. There's lots that have come through. Wait, let me just go through. Final one that we can tackle today. I'm looking for one that is short. Okay, here's a short one. Assalamu alaikum. A few years ago, I was sick and lost 25 kgs. I managed to gain the weight again, but my face hasn't regained its fullness. What to do?
Yeah. You know, when it comes to that, first I need to understand what was it that made you lose that weight, number one. Number two is, you know, when I understand that, we'll understand exactly what happened to the body. You know, was it muscle atrophy? Was it just lack of appetite? Was it just being sedentary and you couldn't move? There's so many variables to it. And when it comes to the face, my brother, you must understand that the face has got, there are muscles, there are a lot of muscles around you, but not muscles that you can add a six-pack to, okay?
Yeah.
But there are muscles there, and those serve a functional purpose more than an aesthetic purpose, but there's a lot of fatty deposits in that area to protect the brain, the jaw, and everything else. So what we need to understand on this is, what did you do to regain the weight? Did you do anything in particular? And then the second thing is, we need to understand a little bit more on what they're eating. If I could ask this listener to do us a favor and just, you know, whether you can send them my email address or they can, you know, send information to you, then
yep.
You can unpack this in more detail tomorrow, because I think it is very relevant. Because the face often takes a toll when one loses weight very quickly and you pick it up again, and then the face doesn't get full, so your jaws and your cheeks look sunken, and so do your eyes.
Okay. Yes, so Ronald, just give out that email address. Maybe they can address it with you.
Sure. It's ronald@mypersonaltrainer.co.za.
Perfect. A sister that has asked this question, inshallah, we'll tackle this on Monday again. This one says, I've got unexplained weight loss. My baby's 1 year old. And where is this now? Don't freeze now, computer. Okay, oh yes, my baby's 1 year old, and even though I might burn lots of energy taking care of her, I eat a lot of, including healthy fats like ghee and coconut oil. I don't have a thyroid problem. How can I gain weight? Sister, we'll tackle that one and the others that have come through, inshallah, on Monday again. Jazakallah khair for sending you guys questions through. It brings us to the close of the Power Half Hour for today from Ronald and myself. It's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.